And that is the best part, is the local community and working with them.
How is Hawaii Conservation a community that Jenny Scotty is part of on the islands? Well, tune in to the 51st episode of the Positivity in Ag Daily Podcast. She's part of the Kauai Soil and Water Conservation Districts and shares more how conservation is different and similar than what you may see in other states.
Right, my name is Jenny Scotty. I work with the Kauai Soil and Water Conservation Districts. I've actually lived on Hawaii for 15 years, but originally hailed from Arizona. Background was in biology, but shifted into agriculture and then into conservation.
So what's your role within conservation on the island?
So I'm a conservation planner partnered with the Natural Resources Conservation Service. So my focus is to bring resources to local farmers, ranchers, foresters, wildlife individuals, everybody, both in terms of conservation, technical information that, you know, through NRCS partnerships, as well as financial through NRCS partnerships as well, but also be, you know, a local connection for the community to county, federal, state entities.
Conservation is different across the nation, especially in Hawaii. What's it like in Hawaii?
In terms of conservation, I don't know if it's actually really that majorly different. It's just the different way that agriculture takes place. So there's going to be priorities are going to be a little different. So a cornfield in, you know, the Midwest versus maybe a cornfield in Hawaii is going to be a little more different. Because we're a year-round operations, we have a lot of small agriculture, diversified agriculture. There's going to be more things that needs to happen. You know, some of our resource concerns, as I said, they're similar, but kind of like on a smaller scale, and sometimes actually can seem bigger. For example, invasive species, one of the biggest challenges in our state, right? You land on our island, most of the plants that you see when you're in the off the airport are actually not native or even invasive. Now, that's a big challenge for our farmers, and that is a challenge elsewhere as well, because pests would be a challenge for them. Other things would be like, you know, erosion, being in a highly eroded islands. That's basically what we are, right? And each island is also different. So Kauai is an older island, so we have more soils than, say, Big Island. So I think the biggest difference is the diversity of conservation needs within small areas would be our biggest difference between the mainland and Hawaii. We face a lot of challenges that are more acute than some of the longer term challenges. We have a lot of turnover in different individuals owning different lands, so having like consistency of protecting those natural resources from landowner to landowner, that's a big challenge, but something that, you know, as we educate, hopefully can improve that.
Now, the beauties of your job is to connect the community more with conservation.
Yes. I've been in this job for 10 years, and people ask, you know, why haven't you, say, switched to a federal agency or, you know, gone on to something different? The best part of my job, the reason I stay in it, you know, despite a lot of the challenges, is because I like to work with the community, and it's the local community, and I like to help get them the resources that they need, whether it be information or connections or funding. And that is the best part, is the local community and working with them.
Wanting to connect with the community with conservation is what Jenny strives to do. Thanks for tuning in to this episode. I'm Michelle Stengler, your host. Hope you have a great day.